morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second hour of the Live with Me Rank Show. Appreciate you tuning in. I was wrong. I always tell you, I will admit when I'm wrong about something, and I am wrong about something, and that is my interview's not till 10:30. So all of you who were trying to call in, I noticed, and didn't hang on because I assume you thought I was going into an interview, give us a call back at 269-441-9595. My interview with Congressman Huizenga was at 10:30. I went back to look at my calendar. I'm like, oop, it's at 10:30. So we have two segments here if you'd like to call in about what's happening in Ukraine, the State of the Union, what I brought up about the House bill that we discussed with State Rep Matt Hall last week for the tax cut. It was passed yesterday with the help of some Democrats, 62 to 42 in the House. And now we'll have to go to a committee that the two branches, the Senate and the House, will have to discuss if they can iron something out and then put it up for vote once again in both branches. The interesting thing that happened concerning that tax cut, which is a tax cut for all of us, finally allowing or backing up what Granholm, the Democrats, and the Republicans back in 2007 promised us all, that our state income tax, please, please, please let us raise it from 3.9 to 4.35%. This is what Whitmer, Democrats, and Republicans said in 07. Please, please let us do it. There is nothing to, there's nowhere to cut. I remember the most, when I was first surprised about state spending and getting this new career as a radio talk show host was we spent money on a state, and it still may be out there, a state website, mercury poisoning and your dog. How many of you do you think actually run to the government when your dog may have had mercury poison? Is that the first thing you think of, running to the government's website and see what to do? But they didn't have money to cut back in 07. They had to raise our state income tax, and they promised us and put it in the law that they would reduce it. And they never did. Now you may say, well, they can't break the law like that, can they? Well, a current legislature or legislative session cannot hold a future legislative session to that. So they just said, nope, we're not going to do it. And that was Whitmer, Schneider, the Republicans and the Democrats back in 11. So this one's just trying to give us back what they promised us 7 years ago was supposed to happen. The Democrats are all worried and they're crying foul because they believe that this is going to hamper our ability to respond to future recessions. You see the trick they play, the shell game they play on you? We're going to promise to pay it back, and then we're going to go back on our promise. And when we try, or anybody else tries to hold us to our promise, we're going to tell them, oh, it's going to hurt us. How will we be able to respond to future problems that we cause? And then there was that separate bill allocating $1.5 billion to local pension plans. And it appears to me to be local municipalities as well as state police. Why are we funding local municipalities' pensions? The local municipality should fund their pensions. Now, I'm bringing that up again as just for those of you who didn't hear it. You can certainly go check it out. No, I didn't write anything about it. You can give us a call about it if you want. But then we go directly into what I was talking about at the end of the hour there. Governor Whitmer has now ordered the state to divest all pension and trust fund monies out of Russia. I get it. I'm for it. But you're going to do it when it's already bottomed out. All these investments, I would assume, have taken a huge dive. So we're going to eat that just like you're making us eat this $1.5 billion. Now we're going to have to eat more. Why don't we think about this a little bit more logically when we should actually do it and then do it? Because I believe when it comes to Russia, we should make that a pariah state. Nobody in the Western world do any business with it. Give them no regard of anything until they get rid of Putin and they pay back for the rebuilding of Ukraine and they pay all those families that those war criminals in their own quote-unquote professional army and Putin have killed. And then we let them back in. So she wants the state pension plan to pull all the Russian investments and the Department of Treasury to divest any trust funds invested. Again, my concern is what happens to the huge losses that they could take on that. Now, there is something. I read a little ditty on this morning because I thought it was funny. So many countries are coming to the support of Ukraine, right? Many countries are coming to the support of Ukraine. That's a good thing. Many companies are coming to the support of Ukraine by withdrawing their products and services from the country of Russia. The latest I heard was Apple and more. Now a Michigan state representative wants to ban alcohol that is made in Russia. Now, I guess they say every little bit helps, right? State Rep. Jeff Yarok of Richmond has called on Whitmer to order that the Michigan Liquor Control Commission stop buying Russian-made liquors in response to the invasion. He wrote in a letter, quote, "Although these individual acts taken alone may not largely impact the Russian economy, we must all come together and do everything we can to starve the Russian war machine and make it clear to this dictator that there will be retribution for his unconscionable act of totalitarianism," end quote. Now, you may be asking yourself, what does the state have to do with selling liquor? That's a good question. And I answer that in my piece. Not only do I answer it in my piece, there's a great little video I found from the Michigan Beer and Wine Distributors that explains why Michigan, why the state controls the liquor here in the state of Michigan. So you can check out my piece at WBCKFM.com. Or one of the affiliates websites, eventually it's put up there. If you want to see it sooner rather than later, probably best bet is go to my flagship station, WBCKFM.com, and check it out. Now, we all should stop buying any Russian products until the war criminal dictator Putin is brought to justice or the Russian people throw him out of office. So I'm behind that. Certainly we'll see where it goes. Let's go to the phone lines. And let me see here, Portage, Michigan. Good morning, Steve. Welcome.
Thank you. You were talking about politicians and then not following through. Well, all of the Battle Creek.
Hold on. Put some meat on that. People who just tuned in would have no idea. In fact, I don't even know what you're talking about. I know I was talking about politicians. What do you mean about not following through?
Well, you mentioned that what they do is they come on to run for re-election, and they say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you said exactly, which is accurate, that they come back 2 years later and say they're going to do the same thing.
Right. So what Steve's talking about is, and I've been saying this for years, it's hilarious. Every year, many of these politicians tell you outright that they suck at what they do. Because every year, they run on the same things that they can't fix. I'm not talking about overarching tax policy or whatever. I'm talking about the things they say they're going to fix, but they never fix. And then they come back 2 years later and say, you know, I really suck at what I do. Why don't you give me another shot? And they're like, okay, yeah, let's do it. We're kind of stupid ourselves. And then they come back 2 years later and you know, I really suck at what I do. And they're like, well, dude, you should be like a senator or something if you suck that bad. It is ridiculous. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, well, everybody in Battle Creek now is now in the, I think it's the 4th Congressional District. And it covers Kalamazoo. It covers Van Buren County. It covers Allegan. And I know that there are a lot of people that listen to you way over in the city of St. Joseph, which is Fred Upton territory, and I want to say this as a fact. I've known Fred. I lived in the St. Joe area. I was born and grew up there. So did my wife. So did my family. Fred Upton is one of those politicians that does nothing but lie. If you want to go and see what his ad that he's been running, just type in YouTube Fred Upton advertisements. Scroll down a little bit, and you're going to see his ad that he's running, and he's running on the local stations. He's running on the Grand Rapids stations, and he's running it on the radio station. So Fred Upton, 36 years of bloviating and talking about how he's a common-sense conservative. He's nothing but a common-sense politician because all politicians try to be commonsensical but do nothing.
Well, he did ban the incandescent light bulb.
He did what?
He got rid of the... Remember, he was one of the leaders in getting rid of the incandescent light bulb.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And he also...
I actually don't know if he ran on that he would do that. But that is something he did. He's also a man that would never come to talk to the people. I asked him many times. I haven't in years because I don't want to waste my time. They wouldn't even respond. And I later found out from someone who worked for him but was a listener of mine after he left working for him, is just he didn't want me to ask the type of follow-up questions that I ask. That's what I was told.
Absolutely, Frank. You're exactly right. I will say it publicly. Fred Upton, you're a wimp.
All right.
You're a wimp.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Steve. I appreciate that. 269-441-9595. Lines are open. You're listening to The Live with Rank Show, and we'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Live with Rank Show. Ladies, you want to do something for your husband or partner out there, or I guess anybody who has a partner, specifically from if your partner's male, at least identifies as male, is have that song, Space Oddity, playing, or right, if you can somehow get it right, when he walks through the door one Friday, maybe he's tired, and have that song playing as he's walking in. And maybe a little smoke, if you can do that. That would really probably make his day, his week, and his month. I used to ask my wife to do that for me all the time when I came home. It didn't go over well for some reason or not. I don't know. You're listening to The Live with Rank Show. Appreciate that very, very much. 269-441-9595. Let's go back to the phone line. John in Kalamazoo would like to talk about this whole Russia-Ukraine issue. Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Rank. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Just a couple of comments.
Well, let me ask you first. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Are you married or have a girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever you have?
I am married, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So wouldn't it be great if you came home on a Friday and your wife had that playing for you, Space Oddity, and she hit it just as you were walking through the door with a little smoke, maybe? Yeah, maybe a little lights, too?
It'd be a little epic, you know? It'd feel good.
It would be pretty good. Every time I ask my wife to do that for me, she wouldn't do it. I don't know why, but anyway, go ahead.
the whole, you know, Russia-Ukraine thing, I'm all for, you know, pulling products off the shelf made in Russia. But I guess my question is, are we going to do the same thing if China invades Taiwan? Are we going to pull all the China products? Are all these politicians, and are they all going to be saying, you know, pull the China stuff off the shelves?
Well, China's supporting them. So I don't know why we're not pulling all the Chinese investments and products off the shelves either, because they are supporting them. Everyone agrees that Russia would not be able to do what they're doing today if you remember, Putin and Xi had a little meeting not long before they invaded. Right. And in that meeting, it is told that he had to. I'm not saying there was someone there, but he had to have gotten the okay from Xi Jinping because their entire economy would have collapsed if China wasn't there to pick it up. So they are supporting them. And yesterday, you remember I brought up, I don't know if you were listening, China did come up out and say, hey, you know, you guys need to get to the table and work this out. We shouldn't have war. And I told you yesterday, don't think that's them being nice. There's some type of political move happening there, and that's all it is. They're trying to look nice, but they are supporting them. So I would say any country that is supporting Russia or buying any of their products or oil, we should just ban. We should get rid of all of their investments. Well, wait, that means us too. Oh, well, then Whitmer should just divest herself of anything to do with American investments, treasury bills, or what have you, right?
Right. Yeah. That's, if you're going to play, you want to do it across the board, not just pick and choose.
Right. What are your thoughts? What should we be doing? I mean, I don't have a problem with this because it is so horrendous what that war criminal is doing. And quite honestly, he did it in Syria. We just didn't see it.
It's all a mess. You know, it's my opinion doesn't matter.
Well, no, it does. So what should we do?
I don't agree with any of it. You know what I mean?
Should we be doing?
What they're doing isn't right by any means.
Should we put boots on the ground?
I don't think so, no.
No, I agree. I agree with you on that one. Should we
stay out of it?
Okay.
I mean, shut that pipeline down, go to Germany. You know, I mean, what, Germany's, what, 60 or 70% dependent on the oil coming out of Russia? And, I mean, we're buying, what, 600,000 barrels a day from them?
Yes.
Off that pipeline?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't, does it? All right. Is that all you wanted to say, John?
Yeah, that's it, man. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you.
Oh, well, I appreciate you calling in. 269-441-9595. Talking about oil. The big news yesterday, and let me make sure I get this right. Where did I put it? Yes, the big news yesterday was that 31 member countries of the International Energy Agency have agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves. Now, half of them will be us, and Biden trumped that last night, trumpeted that last night, saying that 30 million barrels, we're going to give up. We're going to take them out of our strategic reserve. Now, what they're hoping for is what James Craig, when he earlier was on, said. These guys think the American public are stupid. Now, there are stupid American public, a lot of them. Most are just uninformed, and they're watching the wrong news or media, or they're not watching it at all. But they're going to think that, they've just released 60 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserves, and 30 million of that has come from the United States. Wow. The United States uses 21 million barrels of oil a day. Around the world, they released 60. That's less than 3 days. You see the game they're playing? They want you to think they're doing something. But when in reality, they just released what would take care of the United States, let alone the rest of the world, for less than 3 days. If we just look at the United States, 30 million, that's less than a day and a half. So they're hoping that many people had no idea that we use 21 million barrels of gas, of oil a day on gasoline and other products. You listen to Live with Rank. Going to take a quick break. On the other side will be Congressman Huizenga. Listening to the Live with Rank show. Appreciate that very, very much. Everybody talks, certainly on my show. Everybody has a chance to talk. I talk a lot. You guys can talk too, but not right now. We have a segment where we're going to speak with Congressman Bill Huizenga. I played that song, chose it, because Biden did a lot of talking last night, and Congressman Huizenga just came out of a committee hearing where the Fed, the director of the Fed, Jay Powell, made some news. So let's go to the phone lines, and good morning. Welcome back to the Live with Rank show. Congressman Huizenga, appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to tell us what just occurred by the Fed and how it affects us as Michiganders, as well as your thoughts about the speech that I feel bad that you had to sit through last night.
Well, Rank, good to be with you. And let me start there with that one. I guess I'm hired to go sit where people deign to sit, that they don't have to go sit through those things. So I get thrown into the breach to be able to do that. But we can talk about State of the Union here shortly. 5 minutes ago, not even 5 minutes ago, Jay Powell acknowledged publicly for the first time sort of what his intent is in the March meeting. He said that going into that, the committee, the Open Markets Committee, they call it the FOMC, the Fed Open Market Committee, was ready to raise rates and begin to shrink its balance sheet. But obviously, you know, a week ago when Ukraine got invaded by Russia, that sort of threw some sand in those gears. But he, this is the news part, he did acknowledge that he is going to recommend a 25-point basis increase, meaning a quarter of a percentage point, and that they're going to reassess what they're going to do with the balance sheet once things kind of calm down a little bit. He said that he believes inflation will peak and will actually come down this year. That's his view of it. I'm not as convinced, frankly, of that. But here's the stunning part, Rank. Opening up, the chair of the committee is Maxine Waters out of California.
Whoa. They actually give that nutcase my word, not yours. I don't want to get you in trouble over there. A committee chair?
I would say a respectful nutcase, but yes. Yeah, yes, okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, anyway, she is the committee chair on the Fed. I mean, yes. She was caught in corruption with her husband. No, what's this committee?
This is the Financial Services Committee. Yes. So it has oversight of the Fed, all the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. It's the insurance companies, banking companies, all those kinds of things.
Wow.
Her big issue is, there's not enough housing out there, and there needs to be another government program to provide cheap housing. And in her belief, her worldview is that the economy is in terrible shape because companies are just charging too much and people can't afford it. So we need to give them free housing. We need to give them additional stimulus and start sending them checks. And it's like, what planet are you coming from that you have not seen the inflationary effects of the trillions of dollars that we've been spending as a nation that we don't have, that we're printing and borrowing. And it's stunning to see sort of that's the leadership of the Democrat Party and their viewpoint. And it's debased from reality, frankly.
And a lot of last night was also, but going back to what you said now, Jay Powell, was he one of, he predicts that the inflation will spike and then go back down this year. Was he one of the inflation's just going to be transitory guys? I don't remember.
Early on he was.
Yeah, so his predictions mean absolutely nothing because his first prediction was blown out of the water, number one. Number two, they were supposed to, and that's the news here, is that it's reduced by a quarter percentage point. They were going to reduce it 50 points. Now, why don't you explain really quickly, if you can, Congressman Huizenga, what that means to everybody. What do they care that the Fed is increasing their what they call basis points, 25 basis points, which is a quarter percent? What does that mean to the everyday Michigander or everybody in your what's going to be if you were to win in the Republican primary as well as then win the general new 4th district here in Michigan? So all of you who currently have Fred Upton as a congressperson. This is Bill, Congressman Huizenga, who's running now because of the districts. We lost a seat in Congress, so they put districts together. And he, if Upton actually does state, you know, I know he's running commercials. I don't believe he's actually stated he's in the race. Do you know of that yet?
My view is if you have been raising money, hiring a campaign manager, gathering signatures to get on the ballot and running $250,000 in advertising, kind of sounds like you're running.
Right. So that being said, I want to make sure everybody out there, knows that I got an email yesterday. I spoke to someone in your camp about it. And it was one of my listeners who is upset with Upton, heard he's going to run again, doesn't want to vote for him. He wished there was someone else he can vote for. And apparently he didn't hear our interview. And I told him, well, Bill Huizenga, Congressman Huizenga is running. There's a person you can vote for instead of Upton if you want to. So all of you who have a choice right now of Fred Upton and you don't like that choice, Bill Huizenga right here, Congressman Huizenga, is running against him in the primary. Again, he hasn't formally said he's running, but what you just said is true. Now, let's get back to the point I'm trying to make. When the Federal Reserve says they're increasing 50 basis points, half a percent or a quarter percent, what does that mean to the everyday Michigander in your 6th district now and your new, hopefully new, 4th district?
Yeah, what it means for every household, every small business owner is they're going to be paying higher interest rates. And that's going to be on credit cards. It's going to be on mortgages. It's going to be on car loans. You name it, kind of across the board. And it's not like you're suddenly going to see just a corollary, you know, quarter point increase. There's some other factors that go into it. So you may see it increase even higher. Now, here's the flip side to that. We are at historic, and I would argue artificially low interest rates that has been caused by the Fed. Now, there's a bigger story with that. I believe that has caused a bit of our, and not a, more than a bit, a much of our inflation. And that, and coupling that up with reckless spending coming out of the Biden administration, that's just been pouring fuel on the economic fires here. And we don't have enough workers. That was something else that Powell acknowledged. We don't have enough people in the workforce. We are seeing a significant increase in wages, which is causing prices to go up. Now, if you listen to Joe Biden last night, he believes that wages aren't going up, which is factually not true. And two, greedy companies, small, medium, and large companies, just need to simply lower their prices. And it's like, okay, there's once again showing that when you have no basic understanding of business, you start making some really dumb policy decisions. And frankly, for me, as a third generation small business owner in the construction field, I get it. I mean, I see what's happening with our fuel costs. I see what I'm having to do to make sure that we retain our employees. I'm seeing what we're doing with our healthcare costs. And it's just apparently lost on people like Maxine Waters and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. And that's getting us into a even worse situation than the bad situation that we're currently in.
Right. As Congressman Huizenga said, how an increase in the Fed's interest rate they charge, basically it's overnight, how that works is it finds its way into all these loans that banks give to you. And it probably won't be a half a percent increase. It'll be higher than that. Now, it's not that they shouldn't be raising it, but it's just unfortunate that they've decided to do it at this time, which could be one of the worst times they could do it. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, well I actually going back, and I think we may have talked a little bit about this when I came in to the studio a couple of weeks ago. Going back to 2015, I was starting to have this conversation where we needed to start normalizing our interest rates. The Fed was keeping them artificially low, so they wanted to kind of keep the good times rolling. And my point then, and more recently, I've said they should have started to do this about 2 years ago, is we needed to start to normalize those interest rates so that when we did have a crisis, we had some tools back in that toolbox to be able to go to combat it. Well, now we've got an empty toolbox and we have the crisis. So that hampers the Fed and others who are involved in this. That hampers their ability to go in and actually lend some help to the economy. So we're going to pay a price here. Sadly, it's probably going to be a steeper price than what it would have been if we had started this a couple of years ago. But it's hopefully the Fed chair is right. I am not convinced of that we're going to see a peak of it in inflation and having it come down. But man, the target goal is 2% from the Federal Reserve, and we're at well over 5. So even if it comes down to 4, that's still a significant increase that we are all feeling in our checkbooks and as we're sitting around the dinner table trying to figure out how we're going to get gas in the minivan and the Suburban.
Last weekend, I was telling my listeners on Monday last weekend, my wife and I were shopping and saw another round of price hikes. You think they've gotten to the highest they can get. They're up even more. And then this morning, driving in to the station, I saw a 20-cent increase overnight at all the gas stations for gasoline. It's $3.79 now in the Kalamazoo Portage area. And now part of that is due to the Ukraine issue. Let me take a quick break. Can you stay on for one more segment?
You got it. I'll do that, and then I'd love to talk a little in.
A little what?
A little energy. Because I think that really is driving a lot of...
Okay. About energy. I got you. All right. You listen live with Rank and Congressman Huizenga, who will be running or is running in the new 4th District. And much of that is Fred Upton's district, as well as some of Peter Meyer's district. Those of you who are in the Battle Creek area and West, part of that will be with part of that area is the new 4th district, and Congressman Huizenga will be your choice. Live with Rank. I appreciate that very, very much. On air with us is Congressman Huizenga. Were you able to hear that song, Congressman? Hello, Congressman? Oh, now I can put you in. Were you able to hear that?
Yeah, I was. Fabulous Thunderbirds, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So I played it because I'm sure last night you were like, come on, Joe, wrap it up. You know, I couldn't imagine.
This is why I love you, Rank. You and your bump music alone is worth listening to. This is great.
Well, I appreciate that. But I remember Jace Bolger invited me way back when I was a nobody in a one-hour little show in Battle Creek. And he invited me to go see Schneider do one of his State of the State address, and I sat on the floor and listened to it, and I found it sad. You know, one side sits, the other side cheers, and you know all that baloney, and it's just rah-rah is what it is. And anyway, that's why I probably would have been saying the same thing, wrap it up. And quite honest with you, when Trump came here to Battle Creek and I was there, and I think it was on hour two, I'm like, dude, wrap it up. So I'm trying to be fair.
Yeah, it's a burden having that much in your head that you need to express to everybody, and that politicians lead the charge in that. That's
right,
for sure.
Right. Well, I was wrong. You're not in the 6th district. You're currently in the 2nd. You're going to this new created 4th, which is part of a few districts, Fred's district, Peter Mayo's district, which I think was the 6th. How do people find out more about you? Those of my listeners who know nothing about you yet, they're not listening to my show, those in your current 2nd. So all those out there, where do they go, Bill?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a couple of options. On my official website is, if you go to huizenga.house.gov, huizenga.house.gov.
If I may, too, I'm sorry, we're cracking up here, and I think it's something to do with our phone lines. It's huizenga.gov. Is that what you said?
Yeah, house, H-O-U-S-E,
.gov. Okay.
And you can find anybody, if you're in the current 3rd district with Peter Meyer or the current 6th district with Fred Upton, you can go to house.gov, and you'll be able to find that. My campaign website is huizengaforcongress.com. So
huizengaforcongress.com.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate you left the committee hearing meeting where Jay Powell, the chair of the Fed, said we're not going to increase interest rates 50 basis points, 0.5%. We're going to increase it 25 basis points, 0.25%. What that means for all of you, as Congressman Huizenga told you, is that it'll affect any of your credit cards, anything where interest is involved. Now interest will increase, including interest on our debt. So it's going to eat up more of our budget when it comes to the interest on our debt. Not to say that it shouldn't have happened. It should have happened, as Congressman Huizenga said, couple years ago, and now we have to do it because of inflation, and it's just going to get uglier and uglier. And I mentioned the increase in gas overnight, 20 cents at the places I was driving past this morning. I just got an email from someone said it cost him $100 this from Mike. He writes, Rank, this is morning cost me $100 for 3/4 of a tank of gas. In 2020, it was around $45. This is not due to the Ukrainian crisis. It's due to our current administration destroying our energy independence. However, the less informed will believe whatever. So you get the point. But he is right. That isn't really baked in the cake yet. It could be coming. So go ahead. You wanted to talk about that and then your thoughts about the State of the Union address last night.
Yeah. Well, Mike's absolutely correct, and what happens is all oil trading happens in U.S. dollars and U.S. dollars only. What drives it is speculation, right? People are looking at, and I don't mean that in a bad way. People are looking forward: what's demand going to be? What's our supply going to be? And clearly, anytime there's a massive hurricane or there's a war breaking out, which is less normal and less often than obviously hurricanes, you start seeing these price fluctuations. Well, to add insult to injury with what's going on, we went, as Mike points out, we went from not only energy independence, but we were a net exporter of energy under the Trump administration. And Joe Biden came in, did a couple of things. One, told Germany and Europe to go ahead, green light the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Second thing that they did is they canceled our own Keystone pipeline, which was taking oil from Canada, who is a far more stable country than Russia or Venezuela or any other place, right? And it was going to take that Canadian crude down to the Gulf of Mexico in Texas, and it was going to refine it down there. So they put a stop to our own Keystone pipeline. So there's no way of getting this this fuel moving. And then 2 weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, Jennifer Granholm, who we all barely survived as governor, who is now our Secretary of Energy, she put forward a ban on federal lands, any and all new exploration for gas and oil. And that sends signals to this international market that, hey, the U.S. isn't going to help us. In fact, they're just going to keep being a consumer. And, energy independence isn't calling up OPEC and begging them to increase their production. It's actually using the technology such as fracking and tapping into our own resources. That's what turned the game around and allowed us to make advances that, you know, Rank, I think you're slightly older than me, but I know in my lifetime, I remember those gas lines in the 70s, right? When we were so desperately tied to OPEC. And more recently, looking at...
I've got to take a quick break. It's a top of the hour break. You're listening to Live with Rank. We'll be right back after this.